Good morning. 6:25 a.m. on June 14th, a Thursday morning. And yesterday was a pretty good day. It wasn't a great day, but it was a pretty good day. I got the audio work that I was working on for Abby Hilton out. I still have at least one, if not two more sessions before I can finish that off. It doesn't pay to get too far ahead because there's always retakes. But I made some good progress. I got up to where she needed me to be. I'll need to do some more to get ahead of the game. I didn't try to record yesterday, although I probably should have. The problem was that I had so much other stuff I was doing, and the editing took such a long time. I couldn't believe how much time it took for as small a file as it actually was. It took me, I want to say close to 2 hours to get that done. Of course, I was goofing around, I have to confess. I did play a little bit with the new phone yesterday and discovered something really interesting. That being that if the phone is on when I plug in the USB cord, the laptop doesn't really like it. But if I have the phone in standby and plug it in, the laptop finds it just fine. I can use the onboard Kinect USB on the phone. I get the little green Android guy with the USB hand. And I can actually connect without any problem whatsoever. So it's very curious. I don't exactly understand how this works, but as long as I know what the process is that I need to go through in order to make it work, life is good. I'll probably still continue to use Dropbox because, quite frankly, it's ridiculously easy. And I don't need to mess around with it. It's good to know that I can if I need to or want to. So let's see, what else? Yeah, particularly if I'm on the road someplace and I don't have a Wi-Fi connection so that I can get to Dropbox from the laptop. What a surprise, a dog. So today, let's see, today is Thursday, it's trash day, I've got the trash out already. My wife should be going to work today. She's pretty much out of sick time, so she has to try to tough it out. Next Tuesday they fly to Ohio for five days. They come back the following Sunday. And I'm still looking to get things ironed out, nailed down, so that when they leave, I can be the most productive I can be. Now, I'm going to have to take some time and go down to Denver. I'm going to have to go at least once, and probably more, in order to pick up some books that I've had hanging out down there on consignment at one of the shops since I went to Cosine in February. I haven't been able to get down because the shop hours are such that I can't get down and get back again before I had to pick up kids from school for most days. And while they're open early on Wednesdays, I've had this issue with the car, or being sick, or having a sick kid, or something that has gotten in the way of my going down there every Wednesday for weeks, months. And it's time I get those books back. So I need to contact the bookshop owner and make arrangements to get down there probably next Wednesday. By Wednesday, I'll need a break. They're leaving on Tuesday, and I think it's relatively early in the day, Tuesday morning. So from that point forward, I expect to get a lot of writing done. I'm going to try to do something rash, like actually get my shopping and groceries and supplies and everything laid into the house before they leave, so that I'm not burning valuable alone time on things that I can do while they're here. So we'll see how that works out. I don't know how successful I will be at it, but we're going to make a stab at it. And Brand Gamblin's coming to Denver that week, so I suspect I'm going to lose at least a day to riotous hijinks with my friend Brand. So that could be fun too. So looking ahead, what am I doing today? Today I need to do the shooter for Tony C. Smith. I also need to try to get one of the two projects for J. Daniel Sawyer out, because I'm actually overdue on those. He wanted those the 1st of May, and it's already half past June, and I haven't got it to him yet. The one of them I should be able to do pretty straightforwardly, but and I had it done by now, except that apparently my Nook tablet doesn't like RTF files. This is a surprise to me, because I thought I'd opened RTF files in the past. Apparently not. It's quite happy dealing with standard text. And it's probably something stupid, like I don't have an app installed that should be there. It's an older version of Android, and I haven't tried to upgrade it since it's a jailbroken Nook. I don't want to mess around with it too much. Now that I have the phone, and this phone is just staggering, what I might do is restore the Nook to its original Nookness and read from the phone. Although, really, I read using the Nook application reader mostly. I wonder if the problem is that I didn't access the file using the right application. That would trick me if that was the case. I still have to get a copy of Rejoice, Rejoice, Emmanuel. And I think what I am going to do is put that on the phone and put the earbuds in so I know what it sounds like while I'm trying to Gregorian chant it as Bill Shelley, congressman from Massachusetts. It should work out quite well, I think. I'm not real sure, but we'll try it. We'll see how it goes. It is the swan song, by the way, for Bill Shelley. We won't be seeing any more of Bill Shelley after this, unless it's in the flashback. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to saying goodbye to Bill. But those three things, and then the ongoing Abby Hilton, Cowrie Catchers, Volume 4, are the last of the audio work. The story itself is 5,000 words, so that's about a day's worth of work. It'll be a half hour or so in final. And so at my level of skill at the moment, which is not peak, it'll probably take me most of my available time today to do it. And I don't have a lot of things I have to do today. I don't have to make any grocery runs. I don't need to do too much. Although, now that I think of it, I did promise Elder Daughter that we would go to Best Buy and upgrade the memory for her netbook. She actually doesn't have a netbook. She has a Toshiba. But it's one of the small footprint netbook style laptops. And it only has a gig of memory in it, so it'll take a 2 gig stick, and they're not that expensive. I need to see what my Asus takes. Maybe I can upgrade my own at the same time. Get her to do the upgrade while she's upgrading hers. The new website's coming along. I've seen it. It's looking pretty spiffy. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to get it migrated. I think it's going to be pretty straightforward, because I think what we're going to do is just use the database that we're creating rather than try to recover the NathanLowell.com database that's there now. I'll need to make sure that I've responded to all of the comments. Perhaps what we'll do is siphon off the content of the current NathanLowell.com and then use the import tools and push those all up into the new one. And then all we have to do is change a couple of settings and we can move the whole directory up one level. And that should work okay. So it's a windy morning. I'm interested to see how the microphone copes with the extra wind. For the most part, I haven't really felt it on my face, which is usually a sign that it's whistling past the microphone. I can hear it in the trees. I can see the trees moving. But for the most part, it hasn't been blowing on me. I suspect when I get to the end of the long reach here and get to turn north, we'll see and feel more wind. I think part of the reduced wind artifacting that you've been talking about has to do with the fact that the microphone itself is really quite small. And so it's also sort of tucked down under my jawline. So it's not exactly hanging out in the wind the same way the one in my ear was, sticking out from the side of my head where any passing breeze could snag it. With this microphone, it's lower, it's under my shoulder. It's not quite so exposed. It's also smaller. And I think if the back of the microphone happens to be to the wind, it won't be quite as loud. I could be fooling myself. But I really have gotten to the point where I like this wired application. There's some wind. The earbud is good for listening to phone calls, and I can go home, sit at my desk, put the phone down, put the earbud in, and then manipulate the phone just using the earbud while I'm doing other things. But it doesn't work very well for listening to music, for listening to a podcast, for example, when I mowed the lawn yesterday. So I was able to put in the headset, plug in the earphones, and there was enough noise reduction from putting in the earplugs that I was able to listen to a podcast quite comfortably without having a really, blowing my eardrums out from the earbuds. Even over the sound of the lawnmower. So that made that chore go a whole lot smoother. That would have been clever if I had done it before noon so that I wasn't out in the heat of the day and the bright sun. But it wasn't bad. It was like 80, 82. It was warm, but it wasn't broiling. It got up to 95 yesterday afternoon, later in the day, so I really can't complain. Oh, and speaking of weather, there's still a haze of smoke drifting down out of the mountains. It isn't the heavy, thick blanket of smoke that's been running out of here for the last several days. I can still see a little bit of it off on the horizon when I look that way, but it's not quite as obvious either in smell or in visible appearance, although I understand the fire is still burning, something of the 40,000 acres. A wind shift that would blow it back on itself would be a big help. I don't know if they're going to get it or not. Oh, God. Sorry about that. Taurus the same year as mine. Ooh, sprinkler slot. There's enough wind that the people who are running sprinklers this morning have it, particularly where it's near the sidewalk, get it blown around a little bit. It's not necessarily what you want to have, but also not necessarily anything you can do too much about. Supplementary sprinkler here for a goodly amount this morning too. One piece in front is looking rather sad. If I can get enough water on it, I might be able to save it. But it takes a while. Now I'm guessing that there's probably some wind artifacting here, just based on the fact that there's a lot of wind. I have to actually dropped it. I have to actually shut it off. Take one earbud out when I start to talk, because otherwise I'm just talking in my head with earplugs in and it sounds funny. I feel like I'm shouting all the time. And I probably am. So yeah. So far I've figured out a way to although it would tell me whether or not I was actually getting as much wind artifact on this as I think I am. It's a gorgeous cool morning. Part of the fact that it's 62, 63 degrees already, this breeze feels wonderful. I need to go in and open the windows in the house and let the air go through and change some of the scales out. We'll have to look close up again in a couple of days. But progress. And that means I also have to do my reading before it gets too hot, because I can't read the air conditioning compressor is right outside the window of my recording studio, and that makes it difficult to record over the wine. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. It's a gorgeous day. But tomorrow is another day. And I'll talk to you then.